The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Shark Snapshot, and this is your host, Charan Bir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of the show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the San Jose Sharks app and you can click on the audio tab. Well, we are excited to bring you another season of the Sharks hockey, and the Sharks are starting off the season right here at home at the SAP Center as they take on the St. Louis Blues. The standings of neither team really matters at this point. The Blues hadn't made it to the playoffs last season, but nonetheless, the San Jose Sharks had finished the season at the bottom, and then during the off season, there were a lot of changes in the Sharks roster, and they also got some luck with the lottery, as for the first time in the San Jose Sharks franchise history, they won the lottery for the first overall draft, for which they selected Macklin Celebrini. So there's plenty of excitement here at the Tank today. A lot of fans are here excited to see Celebrini play his first NHL game here tonight. And of course, Will Smith would also be playing. He was the fourth overall the year before. So again, other major change was in the coaching staff. Right after the last season, Mike Greer had replaced the head coach with Ryan Waskowski, who at the time was the assistant coach. But this is also his first NHL regular season game that he would be coaching. Now, just an interesting tidbit story. I was just scrolling through some of the older videos of the Sharks, and I happened to come across 5 years ago the exit interviews that we'd done in the locker room for 11 players. And interestingly enough, none of those 11 players are going to be on the ice tonight. That tells you how many changes the Sharks have been through. Only one of those 11 players still on the roster, and that's Logan Couture, who has only played 5 games in the last season, and he's not expected to start anytime soon either, and that's due to an injury. And speaking of injury, Mark Edward Vlasic is also on the injured list, so he would not be on the ice. So now for the starting lineup for the Sharks tonight, on the top line is going to be William Eklund, who has made a huge progress in the last couple of years. And in the center is Macklin Celebrini on the top line, and on the right is a veteran, Tyler Toffoli. On the second line is Mikael Granlund with Will Smith in the middle and Fabian Zetterlund. And on the third line is Luke Cunning with Alexander Wennberg and Barclay Goodrow. On the fourth line is Daniel Gushchin. In the center is Nico Sturm, and on the right is Ty Dellandrea. In the defense today is Jake Wellman with Cody Ceci, Mario Ferraro with Jan Ruta, and Henry Thrun with Matt Banning. With that, let's go to the fans, see what they think. There's a lot of excitement, especially with the rally outside on the street with the Shark's Head and music and all the fun and foods. So what do you think? You think we're past the darkest time here?
I think we are. I'm so ready to be back in the playoffs this year.
And what's the most exciting thing for you? I'm sure it's Celebrini, but anything else that you like in the lineup?
I'm just really excited to see all the young talents come in and help us to get back up top again.
And where do you see Sharks finishing this season?
Where do I see them finishing? I see them finishing, we'll make the playoffs.
Wow, that's optimistic.
Yeah, I'm very optimistic. I like what Greer has done with the team.
So you feel Will Smith and Celebrini are just ready to take it on this year?
I think they're ready to take it on. I think they're going to get the fans behind them again. So we'll see a big change from before.
And what do you think of the coaching staff change, especially Ryan? I mean, he has a lot of experience in the AHL, especially with the youngsters and developing them.
Yeah, well, having the youngest coach in all of the NHL is going to be a special thing. So we'll see if he can work his magic.
And anything else you're excited about this season?
Just glad to be back at the Tank.
talking.
Indeed.
So, are you excited about this season?
Yes,
very much, very much.
How do you feel? You think worst is behind us or no?
What is it?
Do you think the worst is behind us? The last season being, you know, finishing at the bottom.
We're hoping. Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
They were just joking last year. This is going to be the real one.
So, is there any player in the lineup tonight that you like?
Not really. I don't know.
So, do you think Shara's going to win today?
Absolutely.
We hope so. We want tacos.
So, what do you think score might be today?
What
do you think score might be today?
Maybe we're hoping like 3-1.
3-2 for Sharks.
3-2 for Sharks. So Sharks gonna start out the season with a solid win here, right?
Yes.
But close.
They must. Yeah.
Go Sharks!
So what do you think about the matchup for the Wild? I know you guys won the first game. What do you think here today?
I think we're gonna do pretty well. We did.
And I'm sorry, I said Wild. I meant Blues. So I'm gonna start over, okay? I just cut myself out. So what do you think about the matchup today for the Blues? I know you guys won the first game, but Sharks are looking to do the same here today.
Yeah, I think we've got a good team this year, so pretty excited for tonight's game. I think we'll do well.
Hopefully you guys are thinking of doing better than last season?
Let's hope so, because we weren't very good.
So what do you I'm not quite as optimistic because I think y'all killed us last year.
Well, Sharks were at the bottom last year.
Well, you were at the bottom, but you were our nemesis. I think you killed us like 3 out of 4 games or something.
Well, it's
anything can happen.
I think Blues don't have good luck with the Sharks in the playoffs.
Well, except for 2019.
That is true. When it mattered.
That's right.
Any prediction for the score?
I am going to say Blues pull it out 4-3 in overtime.
Are you more excited to see the Blues here, or are you even excited to see Celebrini and, you know, some of the Sharks youngsters?
Oh, Celebrini, the hometown kid, I'm excited to see him. He's got loads of talent, so y'all should be excited for him.
That should be fun to Garland.
Oh, I want to see him play, yeah.
And what do you think the score might be today?
I'm going to go 2-1. 2-1 Blues.
And does he have a favorite
player? Probably not.
Probably not?
He just says, what do you think?
So who's going to win today? Who's winning today? Well, hat is tight.
Are the Blues winning?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And what's the score going to be?
Go Blues!
I love that.
Let's go Blues!
So I see you guys got the balloons here. So you were outside at the rally. How was that like?
It was amazing. It's our first time being at a rally, and it was great. The lines were little. The energy was amazing.
And did you guys have a lot of beer out there?
Only two. Surprise.
Only two, and not bad for a start.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
No? The night is still young.
Yes, there's plenty of time for more.
So what do you think about this season? What are you excited about?
We're excited for Macklin Celebrini, obviously, Will Smith. A lot of young guys coming in, injecting a lot of talent into the lineup. We're maybe a struggle, but we're going to be a lot more entertaining this year for them.
This is starting to feel like we might be, you know, the worst might be behind us here.
Absolutely.
Yes, agreed. Yes, I think Mike Greer is going in the right direction for us, and I think he's going to get us to that cup. I really do. I truly do.
4 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of fans were hard on him, and he was sort of, you know, he was getting rid of a lot of players and sort of cleaning up the roster, but it's sort of like pulling the band-aid. But now do you see the result of it?
Absolutely. It's a very difficult job to do the full, you know, breakup, rebuild. But he's done an amazing job. One of the best I've ever seen in the offseason.
Absolutely.
Kind of slowly, we probably won't have any great draft picks, and we'd be still struggling at the bottom.
Exactly. And I remember when he used to play here as a player. They struggled, but they were the team that almost got us to the cup. So it's about time we have the same team coach us to the next cup, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
How are you feeling about the new head coach, Ryan?
You know what? I want to give him a chance. I don't know too much about him, and I'm always good for brand new chances, and we haven't seen him yet, you know, in a brand new full game, and I'm ready. I'm ready to see what he's got for us.
Fully agree.
At least he has a lot of experience in the development with the youngsters, and our team is still going to probably get a little more younger, right?
Yeah. It looks that way. Yeah. But the lineup looks great, and they're bringing a lot more talent. I think this is going to be a place more players are going to want to come to.
So how many years do you see before the Sharks have a shot at the playoffs?
We're going to get there this year.
I say 2 years. 2 years, and we absolutely are. All right.
Even that's really good. 2 years, that would be impressive.
You know, I'm optimistic. I've been a fan since 2006. It's been a long road, but I'm always optimistic.
How do you feel about the atmosphere here today?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm actually surprised to see so many people here for a home opener, and it's wonderful. Yeah. No, it's wonderful. I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm excited to see the energy tonight. It's good.
It's electric.
Any prediction for a score tonight?
Ooh. I'm going to say 4-2, Sharks.
5-2, Sharks.
Go, go Sharks!
And right from the drop of the puck, Blues really controlled the game. In the first 5 minutes, they were out shooting the Sharks 8-1. And they also had a 3-on-2 breakaway on a bad save by the Sharks. But Mackenzie Blackwell made a huge save, really kept the score still at 0. And a couple of minutes later, William Ekblad made a nice pass through the neutral zone to Macklin Celebrini on the right, and he skated the puck down to the right circle, done a 180 spinorama, and made a centering pass to Ekblad right in the slot, but the puck bounced off of one of the Blues defenders into their own net and made it 1-0 Sharks. That was Celebrini's first NHL goal in his first NHL game at just 7:01 of the first period.
Shoveled along for William Ekblad. Here is Celebrini pulling up, spinning, shoveling. They score! Off a deflection in front. Low slot. Shoveled along for William Ekblad. Here is Celebrini pulling up, spinning, shoveling. They score!
And then just a couple of minutes later, it seemed like Celebrini blew a tire near the left board, and that ended up a 2-on-1 going the other way with Jan Hutka in the middle and Kuznovic on the left side, and Pavel Kuznovic scored on a wrist shot from the left circle that kind of took it through the 5-0 on Mackenzie and tied the game at 1.
Grover snaps it ahead. It's 2-on-1 for St. Louis. Kyrou, Kuznovic, Pavel, they score! Off a ricochet in front, Pavel Buchnevich.
17-14 off the third period, Celebrini collected the puck behind the Blues net and made a quick pass from behind the net to Toffoli in the bottom of that right circle, and Tyler Toffoli scored with a one-timer shot to the short side and made it 2-1 Sharks, and that's how the first period ended.
In the second period, the Sharks continued to build momentum and really started to dominate the game a little bit. And just about 8 minutes into that second period, Daniel Gustin drew a slashing penalty, and on the ensuing power play, Mikael Granlund just made this amazing pass from the left circle onto the tape of Fabian Zetterlund on the back door for an easy tap and goal, which made it 3-1 Sharks.
Back from Zetterlund. Now to Foley for Granlund. Survey. Backdoor score! Mikhail Granlund with a gorgeous feed. Granlund gets it back from Zetterlund. Now to Foley for Granlund. Survey. Backdoor score! Fabian Zetterlund on the power play from Mikhail Granlund.
And with less than 3 minutes left into the second period, Barclay Goodrow just robbed Thomas on the Sharks' blue line, and he got a clean breakaway. When he got into the left circle, he took a shot. Goalie made the save, but the rebound was going behind the goal line, and so was Goodrow, and he whacked at his own rebound, which bounced off of goalie's leg into the net and made it 4-1 Sharks. And that's how the second period ended. And by the time the second period ended, the shots on goal were 30-26 Blues. Sharks really caught up on the shots in that second period.
Thomas picked at the line by Barclay Goodrow. Goodrow, a shot and a save made by
Well, the Sharks started off the third period leading 4-1. It seemed like they had pretty much lock on a win tonight. But just 3 minutes into that third period, Blackwood went to clear the puck behind the goal line, and he wrapped it around on the boards. Well, that got intercepted, and it came right back to Radek Foxa right behind the goal line. And he just took two steps forward and just wristed it in the net and made it 4-2 Sharks.
Blackwood steers it off past Benning. Walker speeds onto the ice. Fourth line for Drew Bannister. Foxa trying to stuff it home, and he scores.
Well, to make matters worse, just another 3 minutes later, a mishandling of the puck in the neutral zone ended up with a rush from the Blues going the other way, and that's when Sutter got a centering pass right in the mid slot, and he wristed a shot in the net, cutting the Sharks' lead to just one goal.
With any dumb predictions.
Good to know. I'm going to try that next time.
Sutter shot, score!
Now, with less than a minute left in the game, with the Blues goalie out of the net and the sixth player in, they won the faceoff in the offensive zone. After about 30-40 seconds of play back and forth, eventually a shot from Falk ended up in the net and tied the game at 4. And here we go in the overtime.
Falk moves it for Kyrie, who was calling for. Move for Thomas in the circle. Drop for Falk. A wrister!
And just less than a minute into the overtime, Shen scored, making it 5-4 OT final score. A really tough loss for the Sharks.
Through center and over the line, Parenko joins, score!
But regardless of the disappointing end tonight, there were a lot of excitement here at the Tank. For example, it was Macklin's first game tonight, and here's Macklin talking about his experience.
I'm Macklin. Can you just describe just the energy tonight, just the beginning, the solo skate, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's everything I thought it would be for my first game, and it was an amazing experience and one I'll cherish for my whole life.
I saw in the interview that you said that someone in the celebratory scrum told you that it was your goal. Who told you that that it was yours?
Eki did. He, because I was like, nice goal, and he was just like, I didn't score, you did. And I was like, but I mean, I thought he was just super excited that he scored, but I guess he was happy for me.
Describe the play in terms of you deciding to kind of do that spinorama move, kind of that no look pass. What sort of went through your head in terms of plotting it out?
I got a pass entering the zone. Didn't see a lot of options. They had a couple guys back, and I saw Eki driving the net, and I thought he had a step on the defenseman, so I just tried to like fake up and then just throw into the middle, see if he could get a stick on it, but it was just a lucky bounce off the D skate.
On Tyler's goal, did you know that he was, or did you already sense that he was already kind of parked there right at the net, or?
I thought he was going to the net, but he got boxed out, and then it went off the D skate.
Your hockey IQ is kind of, you know, one of the things that was highly touted about you guys, closing games late, that defensive structure. What needs to happen so you guys don't have a come from behind loss like this one tonight?
There's lots that we need to improve on. Like, we're not perfect. I thought we had all the energy going into the third, and they just got one and then kind of snowballed after that, which can't happen. We're going to learn from it. It's the first game of the year. It sucks because we gave up 3 goals and then an overtime winner. But, we need to learn from it and move on.
What are you going to do with the puck from your first goal?
I wish I could give you an answer. I have no idea.
You got the call there at the start of overtime. What was sort of your thinking, you know, as you went into that shift there? It had to feel good to at least get the call.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we got scored on, so I didn't really feel too good about that.
In the second period, you guys were able to change the momentum. What did you guys do right in the second period?
I felt like, Sturmey, his line, and we had all 4 lines going, getting on the forecheck, turning pucks over, getting behind them. We put a lot of pressure on them, and we we capitalized on a couple opportunities that were huge for us. I mean, Goody on that PK, I mean, that was a great play by him just to disrupt that pass. And I mean, just all throughout our lineup, we just play good hockey. And yeah, I mean, it created a lot of energy for our group.
What does it mean to you to have a goal and an assist?
I mean, it's cool to get the first of both of them for my career, but I mean, we lost, so it sucks.
What do you think you'll remember most about your debut?
I think just the whole process going up to it, all my teammates, and I mean, going through it with Smitty too, that was really cool. Just all those memories, just those plays, first shift, all that, the warm up, rookie lap. I tried to soak up as much as I could. So.
And it was also the first game for Will Smith. So here's Will Smith talking about his first game experience.
Will, take us through your emotions of your NHL debut.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I touched on before the game, it was a dream come true, and definitely a special night for my whole family, and obviously it was a tough outcome, but still a dream come true.
What did you feel was the difference in the game? I mean, it looked like first period you guys relied a lot on Blackwood, but second period things changed. What kind of broke down after the second period?
I think little things we can work on. Obviously breakouts will help with, you know, more transition into the ozone, and stuff we just, like I said, little things we got to work on.
How good was it for the special teams to actually get the power play and then the shorthanded goal tonight, despite the loss?
It's huge. I mean, momentum comes off of special teams, and especially a shorty, so it was very nice.
How would you assess your performance? Well, you had actually a lot of chances, a lot of near, you know, misses there.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I had a bunch of chances, and I mean, they're going to keep coming, so just got to bear down and put them in. But overall, I thought it was a good game.
What was that warm-up skate for you and Mac going out there like for you? And did the boys hide your helmets, or what happened there in terms of you guys going out without lids?
Yeah, I mean, it's tradition in the NHL, and we got to our stall, our helmets were gone, and yeah, it was pretty funny. It was fun that we got to do that together too.
Will, you kind of touched on it, but what was the biggest eye-opener for you tonight in terms of your NHL debut?
I mean, everything. I think it's also very nice seeing, you know, the fans back, and how loud it gets in that building. It's pretty special.
Every time you came out, there were a lot of cheers. Every time they showed you on the screen, well, how much does that mean to you? Did the fans embrace you so quickly?
It means a lot. I mean, you know, to come to an organization year one and be treated like that, it's pretty special. And, you know, we're trying to bring energy back here, and I think it's working.
Well, Toffoli got a goal tonight, and what an amazing pass from Celebrini from behind the net.
Tyler, what can you guys learn from this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy to win. I mean, we had a really good opportunity, and I thought we really relied on Blackie the first period, obviously, and in the third, I thought the second, I thought we, you know, we did a really good job and, you know, played the way that we wanted to play, and yeah, I think we just got to realize it's not an easy league, and especially when you're playing against a veteran group over there, and you know, some guys over there have won Stanley Cups, and that's kind of what happened tonight.
You think Backlund's debut? Sorry.
Yeah, he's awesome. He did what everybody expected him to do, and he made some really good plays, and I think at the end of the day, he's obviously got to be pumped personally for himself, but he wants to win, and you know, he's like everybody else in here.
You guys have talked about the consistency and just needing to play a 60-minute game. Looked like you guys had a very good second. What needs to change for Saturday to get that full 60?
I mean, that's the first game of the season, preseason, that we've all been together really as a group. I don't think we played a full lineup in the preseason, so I mean, adjustments obviously still need to be made, and I think at the end of the day, we're all going to get an opportunity to play certain minutes, and we all got to capitalize on those minutes, and if not, then you know, things will change, and I don't think Warzo's afraid of you know, making those tough decisions.
That pass from Macklin on your goal, at this point, are you expecting passes like that from him?
I mean, definitely. He did the same thing the first game in the preseason we played together. So he's incredible, incredible talent, works extremely hard. And like I said, at the end of the day, he wants to win games too, and he's going to do whatever it takes.
Well, it was also first NHL game for the coach tonight. And here's coach talking about the overall experience, but also what went wrong in the third. So, coach, so what went wrong there in the third period? It seemed like at the end of the second, you had a pretty good lock on the game.
Yeah, I just kind of sat back in the third period, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
Macklin's debut.
Thought he was good. Thought he was really good. Obviously, the points is one thing. Some things he needs to learn on without the puck, him and Will. But I thought they were both solid in their debuts.
What did you think of Tyler Toffoli in that line in general? Just looked like they drove play every time they were on the ice.
Yeah, that line was good for us.
A guy like Daniil Gushin worked hard to get on the team. What did you see from him tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was a little inconsistent at times. He tried doing some things, had a good second period. Obviously takes a penalty in the third there. But I thought he was solid.
How'd you guys get off to kind of a slow start? What'd you see in the first period?
Yeah, I thought we just, our puck play was very poor through the neutral zone. We weren't managing our shifts very well. So a lot of teaching points in that first period, and I liked our second. So a lot of teaching moments tonight.
What worked in the second period?
We were managing the puck through the neutral zone, through our breakouts. We were holding on to pucks down low. We had some momentum there going there with the power play. So we were creating some offense, and guys started, I thought, maybe we were gripping their sticks a little too tight in the first and kind of just played a little bit more looser in the second. But again, a lot of learning to do tonight.
Finally, what can you learn from the third period?
Not to sit back.
Tyler said this is a reminder of how hard it is to win in the NHL. Is this tonight just to exemplify that and something that you can be a teachable moment?
Yeah, it's hard to win, right? It's hard to win in this league. It's hard to win any single night. There's no teams are just going to give over 2 points. So we got to learn from this. We got to bottle that second period up. We have a lot to learn, a lot to get better at with the puck, without the puck. It's going to be a growing moment for our group. Again, but the biggest thing is we got to learn from this and move forward.
What do you think was the big reason why you guys took your foot off the gas in that third period?
Just a young group that's going through some experiences together. A lot of new faces in there. A lot of scar tissue from the last couple years of how to win. It's hard to win in this league. It's all the little things. It's not the big things. It's not the points. It's not the goals and the assists. It's the little things, stopping on pucks. It's playing without the puck, being underneath battles, playing on the defensive side. All those things that we saw kind of spun out of control there in the third period. And a good team like that will capitalize.
You're speaking of that scar tissue. Is there something where you have to tell the guys maybe tomorrow to get out of the here we go again kind of attitude?
We've already addressed that.
You've talked about being a hard team to play against in this building. Did you get that even during the struggles tonight?
Yeah, I thought we did some really good things. Even in the first, I know the shots were totally lopsided, but we did some really good things in the first period that we've been talking about all training camp. Again, we're going to have to just keep getting better every single day. That's what I'm going to ask for this group. That's what I'm going to ask for myself. And I got to learn and go back and look at maybe some decisions I could have done differently and go from there.
Well, yeah, the Sharks did lose in the OT 5-4. And yes, it was a disappointing loss, especially having 4 unanswered goals, 3 in the third and 1 in OT. But there were a lot of positives from the Sharks here tonight, too. It's a young team. It was great to see Macklin Celebrini scoring his first goal. He also got an assist tonight. And, of course, that Toffoli's goal. But also Barclay Goodrow, who on a shorthanded stole the puck and had that unassisted goal. So there's a plenty of excitement here to go around. It's a young team and there's a lot to learn, as coach said. And over the time, things will settle in. But Sharks are looking better and better. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in hits 19-13 and blocked shots 23-15 and giveaways 19-17, while the Blues led in shots 40-29 and faceoffs 58%-42%. Both teams were tied in takeaways at 5 each. And tonight, for the 3 stars of the game, the number one star is Macklin Celebrini, who had 1 goal and 1 assist, and number 2 star is Braden Schenn, who had that, who had 1 goal, and he also had 17:35 time on ice. And number 3 star tonight is Tyler Toffoli, who had 1 goal and 1 assist. Well, we will see you again next Saturday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Anaheim Ducks right here at the SAP Center. And for those of you watching our show, thank you for watching. And those listening to our show on the Sharks app, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.